Hello everyone, hope you're all well. Over the last little while, we've been asking those who are journeying with us at West Street to think and pray about what the church could look like as restrictions begin to ease, hopefully. We're not talking about the building necessarily or focusing on Sunday mornings, but how God has called each one of us to a life of discipleship and what that might look like in years to come. In today's passage, we are introduced to a vivacious man called Apollos. It says he was pretty smart, he knew the scriptures, and the Message version says he was fiery in his enthusiasm. But I'd like to draw our attention away from Apollos for a moment and look at what it was that took hold of these characteristics of Apollos and propelled him into the life and ministry that God had for him. Priscilla and Aquila. History and fiction are replete with stories of dynamic duos. Catherine and William Booth from the Salvation Army, Frodo and Sam from Lord of the Rings, Abraham and Sarah, Malcolm and Wise, Thelma and Louise, Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl, my favourites, and Tim and Lisa, who celebrated 30 years of togetherness last Tuesday. These powerful pairs have united their individual gifts and abilities to accomplish incredible things. Priscilla and Aquila were tent makers, native to Rome. After the persecution of the Jewish people under the Emperor Claudius, they made their way to Greece, where they encountered the Apostle Paul. Paul would later note that he came to Corinth in weakness, fear, and trembling. But Priscilla and Aquila welcomed him into their workplace, providing him with meaningful employment that facilitated his missionary activities. The bravery this couple demonstrated in the early church became legendary, and they are referenced in four different New Testament books. Priscilla and Aquila came across Apollos teaching in the synagogue, and realised that he had some gaps in his knowledge and understanding. He only knew about John's baptism. John had said that his baptism was repentance for the forgiveness of sin, but that another would come after him and would baptise not with water, but with the Holy Spirit. I think Apollos must have been off that day. This area of understanding had been totally missed in Apollos' learning, despite his natural charisma. In our focus day on Sunday afternoon, we're hoping to present to you a journey of discipleship that we believe God is taking us on. It will involve looking at what Jesus has called us to and for us to ponder whether we have anything missing in our understanding of being his disciple. The beautiful thing that is demonstrated in this passage is that Apollos didn't have to go and work it all out for himself. Priscilla and Aquila came alongside him. First, they engaged Apollos. They entertained him in their home. And this is one of the secrets of ministry. The best ministry often happens inside the home. We must see our homes as valuable tools for ministry. When you invite someone into your home, you're opening up your life to them. You're saying, in effect, that you care enough about that person to develop a relationship with them. Hospitality goes a long way in developing the types of relationship that allow you to speak into somebody else's life. Having engaged Apollos, they discipled him. They exposed him to a more adequate understanding of the Lord's ways, and they filled in the blanks of his theology and experience. They led him to the empowering presence of the Holy Spirit in his life. Priscilla and Aquila had obviously made the most of their spiritual education. They had listened to sermons and studied scriptures carefully, and they were able to share with Apollos what he needed to know instead of confronting him harshly. They discipled him lovingly. They enlisted the help of other Christians to encourage him, and other believers urged him forward, encouraging him to use his gifts. And finally, they endorsed him. They wrote letters of commendation to the disciples in southern Greece. So as well as thinking about what aspects of discipleship we could do with developing and benefiting from, let's also consider how we could disciple other people. Where can we give more of ourselves to truly be responding to the Great Commission from Jesus to go and make disciples? But Apollos is another great example in this passage. He was born and raised in Alexandria, a city of culture and education. He could have arrived in Ephesus thinking he knew it all. He demonstrates such godly humility in responding to Priscilla and Aquila's offer of discipleship. His heart was ready to receive instruction, which opened up all the possibilities that came next. So my challenge is fairly obvious. How ready are we to receive correction, instruction, and encouragement from others? Yes, this means being vulnerable. Yes, it might make us squirm, and we might have to face the reality of having our confidence knocked. But better to develop those close relationships with people where there is someone calling out the gold in you. So I pray as we gather for the focus day, Father, would you make us brave and excited about the possibilities that living in a discipleship culture can bring? Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.